Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Courtney on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit that you inquired about.
Yeah.
Was this for you or for a loved one?
For myself.
For yourself? Okay. And this is Mrs. Lewis?
Yes.
Hi, Mrs. Lewis. My name is Courtney, and again, this is on a recorded line, and I see that you wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit.
Yes.
Okay. And you did not have an attorney at this time, correct?
No.
Okay. Mrs. Lewis, you were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after using Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
I'm better now.
Okay. Okay, so you did not have an attorney, so you are willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation or signed any documents with any other law firm, correct?
Yes, that is correct. I have not.
Okay. And Mrs. Lewis, you are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now your meningioma was a meningioma of the brain, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know your date of diagnosis?
My date of diagnosis was September of 2020.
Okay, September, like September 1st, 2020, or do you know the exact date?
Like the first week, like the 10th around that time, September 10th, 2020, around that time.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it's to the best of your knowledge. When you speak with the attorneys, if anything needs to get changed, they'll pull the medical records and update. They just want to get a basic with your intake to see, you know, where everything falls. Ms. Lewis, what is your date of birth?
3/20/87.
Okay, so March 20th, 1987?
Yes.
Okay, and then did you know anybody else that was injured with Depo Provera that needed help filing a claim?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. If you ever come across anyone, you can always give them our number. And also, I'm going to send you a direct text message right now from my direct line. So you'll have my direct contact information. So like moving forward, if you need to get a hold
contact
of
you.
Yeah, like if you can't get a hold of the attorneys or any for any reason regarding your claim, you can contact me. Hold on 1 second. Okay. And then okay, so you only ever used the Depo Provera brand name, correct? To the best of your knowledge. Is that what you used?
Yes.
Okay. And this is your cell phone, correct? 480-487-6021?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, I just sent you a message, so you have my phone number.
Okay, let me check it. Oh, I just got it.
Yeah, okay. 949. Okay, and then, and I'm going to send, I'll send you, once you get through the intake, I'll send you the attorney's information as well, so you'll have that.
All right.
So the, you only ever use Depo Provera, you never use Depo Sub-Q Provera or generic, correct?
No, it was Depo Provera by Pfizer, that one.
Okay, and you never switched to use the generic for a minimum of a year. You can confirm that you did use Depo Provera for at least a minimum of a year, correct?
Yes, I used it. Actually, I used it for a year and 3 months. I received like a total of 6 shots during that time.
Okay, so you can confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis.
Yes.
Okay. And then you did use Depo Provera between the years of January 1992 to present date, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you know, to the best of your knowledge, when you started using it?
Yes, I started using it in 2016. It was May of 2016, because I remember I went to a graduation.
Okay, so May 1st, 2016?
Or somewhere around that time. I can't remember the exact date, but it was May of 2016.
Okay, so to the best of your knowledge, just, is that okay if I put May 1st, 2016, to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, that's fine.
And then when did you stop using it?
My last injection I had was August of 2017, almost a year after that.
Okay.
Towards like the middle of August.
Like 15th, 20th?
Yeah, around that time.
If you had to pick a date. Sorry, I can't.
Like the 16th?
The 16th? Okay. So 8/16/2017 was the last time you used it.
Yes.
Okay. And then meningioma. Hold on one second. Okay. And then, Ms. Lewis, can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
A female.
Okay.
Born female.
Born female. Thank you. I know that's just questions you have to ask.
Yeah, you have to say that now.
What is your marital status? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
I'm single.
Okay. And then I have your first name is B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, and then your last name is L-E-W-I-S.
Yes.
Okay. And then there's no suffix in your name. You're not like a junior or anything, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have your email as Brittany Michelle, is it M-E-C-H-E-L-L-E, at yahoo.com?
Yes, it's Michelle.
Michelle? Okay. Yes. And then your cell phone, 480-487-6021. What is the best time of day for the attorneys to call you?
Mornings and our afternoons.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
Yes, 3-2-2-7-8-4-7-2-5.
4-7-2-5?
Yes.
Okay. 3-2-2-7-8-4-7-2-5. Okay. And then what is your current mailing address? Ms. Lewis?
Yes, 5402 East Washington Street.
East Washington Street?
Yes, Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, got it. Perfect. Okay. Is that a house or is there a unit number or anything?
Apartment, 3044.
Apartment 3044?
Yes.
So 3044.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. All right. All right. Thank you for confirming that. And then, all right. I'm trying to go as fast as I can for you. Are you at work right now?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So 5402 East Washington Street, apartment 3044, Phoenix, Arizona 85034. Who was the one administrating your Depo Provera? Did you do it through the doctor, medical staff, or yourself?
A doctor.
A doctor? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then you said you received about 6 injections?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you know who the doctor was that was the administrating it?
Yes. Her name was Dr. Heather Zachman.
Okay. Is she located in Phoenix?
Yeah, she's located in Phoenix at Banner University Medical Center.
All right. Okay. Hold on a second. It's Beckman, right? B-E-C-K-A-M-A-N?
B-E-C-H-M-A-N, yes.
It's not Zekman?
Yeah, Zekman.
Z-E. Yeah. Okay, that's not, yeah,
sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay, it's okay. It's kind of hard to hear through the phone anyway, so I apologize. Okay.
I'm out in this office, is not helping, it's loud.
What do you do for work?
I'm a food service director, but right now I'm currently out of town at a conference.
Oh, okay.
At another location, and it's just loud. Some of the ovens and things they have in this location is just loud, like the vent.
Yeah. Okay, so where was the – okay, here we go. No, I got it, actually. Never mind. I'm just getting her information. What was the name of the facility? I apologize.
So what was the name of the facility?
Yeah, Heather Beckman, you said.
Oh, it was Banner University Medical Center in Phoenix.
Can you spell that for me?
B-A-N-N-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
And it's University Medical Center.
Oh, okay, yeah. And is that the one in Phoenix? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Is that address or?
No, I got it. It's on McDowell Road.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. And then. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, they wanted that facility instead. And then was she the, she was the prescribing doctor as well, correct?
Yes, that's my family doctor.
Okay. Okay. And then what was the pharmacy that you used? Did you use the pharmacy like within the hospital or did you go somewhere? Did you have a local pharmacy?
Okay, the pharmacy I used?
Yeah.
Yes, it was in the hospital.
Is it the Banner University Hospital pharmacy? All right, let's see.
Yes.
Banner Family Hospital. 1 second. Okay, and then was your diagnosis of the meningioma done by CAT scan, MRI, or both?
Both.
Okay. And was she the diagnosing doctor as well?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any other doctors diagnosing? She's an oncologist. Did you have any other doctors that treated you or any other doctors that I should put in?
Yes. It was Dr. Norman Wayne. That was the other doctor that treated me too.
Treated? Okay. The doctor, yeah. Dr. Norman Wayne?
Yes. Wang, W-A-N-G.
And he's with Banner University as
yes.
well? Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay. One second. I just got to get all their information really quick. I just found both of them. So thank you for providing that. And then what type, you said, yeah, you had no cancer diagnosis prior, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Nothing prior.
And then Dr. Norman Wayne. Hold on 1 second. And it's Norman and then Wayne?
Yes.
Okay. And he was the treating doctor. And then what type of treatment did you receive due to the meningioma? Did you have to have surgery, chemo, radiation?
Yes, I received, I had surgery, I did radiation therapy and chemotherapy and was prescribed medicine to take as well.
Okay. Okay, and they like pain treatment and all that stuff?
Yes.
Okay. She's a OB/GYN oncologist. Okay. Now, were they able to remove the tumor?
Yes, I had underwent an operation, but a doctor was able to successfully remove the tumor from the back of my head.
Good. Okay, And then were you hospitalized because of the meningioma?
No. Yes, I was hospitalized.
Yes. Okay. And you were hospitalized. Did you go to Banner Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. We're almost done. Thank you for being patient. I know it's a lot of repetitive questions. Okay. And was there any other doctors that saw you that you would like me to put or anybody else or just those two physicians?
Just those two.
Okay. And then you went all the treatment and stuff like that. How long were you in the hospital for? Are there any notes that you would like me to put?
I was in a hospital for 13 days, and okay. I spent 12 months as an outpatient.
Okay, hospitalized for over 2 weeks and 8 months. And you're doing better today?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Way better.
Yeah, you sound better. I'm happy for you. My heart goes out to you. You went through a lot.
Who are you, Talon? Glad to be in a better position in 2025 than I was back then, those years ago.
Yeah, it's crazy. I almost did it. I almost did the implant, and I ended up doing, because I'm 86, so I'm like the same age as you. I did the implant in my arm, and I still have it because I have two kids, and I still have it, and I'm like, I need to take this out. It's freaking me out because of everything that's been happening.
I'm actually scared to go back on any birth control now.
Right?
Like,
I know.
No, one scare was enough. I don't need to try anything else. I don't care how safe one and effective. I'm okay. I'm okay now.
Do you have kids?
Yes, one.
Yeah, just I have one too.
I was like, I'm okay now.
Yeah.
Not trying that again.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that you're doing better, Ms. Lewis.
Thank you.
Do you have copies of your medical records, or could you get them if needed?
Yes, I can get them.
Okay, and you could either provide them electronically or in the mail if needed?
Yes, I can get them when I get back into town.
Okay.
They
may ask you
for
them.
Week.
Yeah, they may ask you for them. They may not. It's just a question they ask. But yeah, they do kind of ask you, like, if you get them before the attorneys, or, you know, like, I recommend getting them, but if you can get them, you know, before the attorneys talk to you, that's great. It just kind of helps, you know, anything you can get to help support the case for the attorneys definitely can help, you know?
Okay.
So just before we wrap up, they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. You can put somebody that lives with you or doesn't. It's completely up to you. They found this very necessary in cases where people became unresponsive. So was there somebody that you want to put? Like your mom or a parent or a loved one? Or you could even put your kid if you want.
Yeah, you can put my mom, 773.
Hold on 1 second.
773-501 9940.
And then what's your mom's first name?
Shale.
How do you spell it?
S-H-E-L.
S-H-E-L?
Yes, S-H-E-L.
And is it Lewis, the same last name?
Yes.
Okay. And then you do give us permission to contact if needed.
Yes.
And okay. So what we're going to go ahead and do is, have you ever signed a DocuSign agreement?
For work stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to review everything with you really quick, and I'm going to send you a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. And basically then we'll be pretty much finished. Was there any additional notes that you can think of that you'd like me to add to the case to help support it at this time?
Thinking. Not pretty much told you everything. I don't have anything else.
And then again, when you talk to the attorneys, if you have anything that you want to add, you can always do that. Let's just go over and make sure that we have your correct data for, like, your name and all that stuff, your personal information correct first, okay? So,
okay.
Mrs. Lewis, just to summarize, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after taking the Depo-Provera shot. You do not have an attorney at this time, and you are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And your meningioma was of the brain. Your date of birth was 3/20/1987, and
yes.
your date of diagnosis was 9/10/2020.
Yes.
Okay. You only ever used a brand name. You did confirm 4 injections. Approximately started using it 3/1/2016 to 8/16/2017.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your first name is Brittany. Last name is Lewis. BrittanyLewis.
Correct.
I have your social as 3227847725.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have Brittany Michelle at yahoo.com as your email. I have your cell phone 480-487-6021.
That's correct.
Okay. And then Dr. Heather Zechman at Banner University Medical Center and Dr. Norman Wayne as your two physicians at Banner University Medical Center. And you said you had medical records, could write them. And then I have Shell Lewis, your mom, 773-501-9940 as your emergency contact.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So everything sounds correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So the DocuSign agreement is generating right now. Just take a second. It's pretty self-explanatory. I'm going to text it to you because that's the easiest way to do it. It'll send you a text message saying, Courtney at MassTort has sent you a DocuSign agreement to review and sign. You're basically just going to follow the prompt, adopt and sign a signature using your finger, and then tap the little yellow fields where it's asking for your signature. Once you've done that, you'll come to a finish button, and let me know once you've pressed finish. Hold on one second. Once you press finish, and while you're doing that, I will get you the attorney's information, okay? So it should be coming in just a second. Hold on, let's see where it's at.
Through a text, correct?
Yeah. And then also, when it's coming through, make sure everything looks right, too, like your name, the spelling, your street, your social, all that stuff, too. It's like a double check. So I don't have to resend you documents.
I just got it on open it now.
Perfect. Oh, wait, that's not her. She got it. See, Depo Provera. Ben Martin.
Okay, I just sent it.
Perfect. So I'm getting your attorney's information really quick. The attorney that you've been assigned to is the Ben Martin Law Group. Okay. Okay. So it says you've completed it?
Yes.
Okay. So you can download it right there, I think. Once you press complete, it does send a PDF file to your email for your records. So you'll have copies of everything that you just signed. Just before I wrap up the call, I just want to emphasize, how important you are in this whole process. Ms. Lewis,
okay.
This is your case. We can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys call. So, again, the law firm is the Ben Martin Law Group. They'll be calling you from a 214 phone number. I just text you their direct contact information. Make sure that you save that number. when they call, make sure that you answer, okay?
Okay.
If for some reason you miss the call, you can't get a hold of them, you can call me directly and I can connect you as well. If you don't hear from them in like over, like it usually takes like up to a week at the latest, week and a half. If for some reason too much time passes and you haven't heard anything, give me a call and we can see what's happening with the case, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And then other than that, any documents you can gather, I recommend doing that. But it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure speaking to you today, Ms. Lewis. I really wish you the best of luck, and I hope you get the compensation that you deserve.
All right. Thank you. You have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.